on the window. Is that why you're staring at? Don't care what our life looks like from the inside. What's that about? I'm picking up things off our floor. None of them mine, they're all yours. Seems like I've done this forever, but who's keeping score? Because a clean house is a sign of a wasted life.
Wasted life.
And I've wasted my whole life with you. They say a clean house is a sign of a wasted life.
Wasted life.
And I feel I'm so wasted. Cause they see you taking out the bin. I'm cleaning your things in a rage, replaying the words that you said. Promise I'd love you to old age, but I'll strip out bed. Because a clean house is a sign of a wasted life.
Wasted life.
Last year, you don't notice where I have been. I hate you most when I clean. You want our house spotless, but don't care that I'm on the floor. Because a clean house is a sign of a wasted life.
Wasted life.
And I've wasted my whole life. You. They say clean house is a sign of a wasted life. And I've been so wasted.
Going all domestic this morning, aren't I? There's a track called Clean House, and it's written and performed by Megan Albany and Mark Mittag, and they're two of the creators, along with Madeline West, of the wonderful performance The Very Last List of Vivian Walker, taken from the book that Megan actually wrote and that was published last year as well. Megan Albany has been a journalist, an editor, a scriptwriter and a composer, and her work is featured on SBS TV, NITV, The Panel, Rove Live and various literary festivals. NIDA graduate Madeline West has appeared in Neighbours and Underbelly and was nominated for a Logie for her performance in The Condemned and played Katie in the Emmy Award-nominated Starter Wife. And she's a regular guest on Rove Live, talking about your generation and the panel. And guitarist Mark Mittag recorded his debut album with Mike Clark, who played with Herbie Hancock, Charles Farnbury, who played with Art Blakey, McCoy Tyner and Eric Udell, the Blues Brothers and Ray Charles, and he headlined the Australian tour of the Headhunters, who were Herbie Hancock's band. So they come with a lot of cred, and it's a fantastic production they've put together. Let's hear from the three of them, and I did interview them separately because it was a little easier than doing it on a speaker. So let's hear first from Madeline West, who actually plays the role of Vivian Walker in the play. And you can see this play on Friday night, starting at 7 p.m. at the Regent Theatre in Mwillimbah. You can book through their website. Good morning, Madeline, and welcome to Arts Canvas.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me, Karina.
Well, you're one of the stars, or shall we say playing the leading lady, in the fabulous play that's coming up at the Regent Theatre. And it's the very last list of Vivian Walker. And it's a rather fabulous tale of a woman who writes a list as she's dying. But it's not the sort of things that most people write, is it? It's not a bucket list of fabulous trips or anything like that, is it?
No, it's the antithesis of a bucket list. It's the kind of list that reflects what it means to hit that precipice where you're staring out into the great void and contemplating, what does life really mean? And it means the little things. It's the little nuances. It's the tiny things that you'll genuinely miss. And farewelling those, ticking off those boxes before you step off this mortal coil into what other great adventure awaits you.
This is actually written based on the book by Megan Albany. And it caused quite a lot of acclaim when it came out too. So the process of transferring something from a work of literature to a play is actually quite complex because the two have got quite different dynamics, haven't they?
Well, we've created almost what we consider a new genre of theatre, and that we started with the format of it being a reading, a direct word-for-word reading of the play, and then I've been given the wonderful allowance from Megan and Mark to transform into the various characters within the play. So rather than dividing it up and turning prose into narrative, or a narrative structure that we're used to in theatrical productions, it's just one person stepping between the roles of narrator and whichever character is speaking at any one time. So I'm frequently having conversations with myself, which is a wonderful challenge for any actor, but also demonstrates how simple theatre can be. I guess in the modern age we've become so used to these quite awe-inspiring film sets and television productions, and we have the same expectation on our theatrical productions, which are quite amazing, with huge sweeping musical numbers and amazing lighting displays, incredible props and costumes. But to bring it back to almost that Shakespearean modality, and even prefacing Shakespeare, when it was just someone on the stage, regardless of sex, regardless of height, regardless of vocal capacity or whatever, just someone on that stage telling a story, that is the heart of storytelling. And we like to think that we're quite an ethical production and that we have very minimal footprint, very minimal production costs. We are the true, I suppose you'd call it the epitome of a pop-up production. We can arrive anywhere, do our bit for a couple of hours, and then disappear without leaving a trace. And we hope that there is potential in that to be the future of theatre. We've seen productions fall over in recent times due to COVID, due to financial constraints. We're trying to keep it as simple as possible and just rely on the story, because that's where the power is.
Well, it's virtually a suitcase production, isn't it? You just pack it up and jump on the plane and go to the next venue.
Absolutely. And sometimes that might just be a drive down the road for us here in Lismore, and now in Mwillimbah. We're very lucky. We're all locals, and this is within our local region. So it's lovely to be supported by the local community.
You're also taking it a bit further afield after this, though, aren't you?
Yes, we are. From here, we're on the tour train heading down to Sydney, then to the Adelaide Fringe Festival, and then to Melbourne. And then after that, the world is our oyster.
Yeah, which I think it is too, because I think it's actually quite a wonderful idea to have a very small production. Now, very much integral in this is Mark's music too, isn't it? He accompanies the whole thing with musical accents.
Absolutely. Well, Mark and Megan, who are an incredible musical duo, have written these amazing songs which reflect the journey of the story.
And that was Madeline West, who plays the role of Vivian Walker in the play. Megan Albany wrote the original book and also adapted the script and also wrote the music and songs with Mark Mittag that also accompanied the play. I believe there's even some video in there. Let's hear from Megan. Hello, Megan, and welcome to Arts Canvas. How long is it since you actually wrote the original book that this play is based on?
So it was released in February of 2022, and prior to that I had a year of editing once it was accepted for publication. So it's probably been about, oh gosh, maybe 3 years now in the making. It's always a lot bigger process than you think. I'm a journalist by trade, so I was used to just, you know, write a story, whack it out there, you know, move on. So it was quite a lot of work, really.
There's an awful lot of revision that goes on, isn't it, before it actually hits the shelves. But while you were writing it, did you think at the time, oh, this would make a good play or, you know, a performance, or this is just something that happened afterwards?
No, look, I mean, I feel like I'm a visual writer and I always see things visually. I probably thought of it as a film, if anything, when I was writing it. But many years ago I wrote a novella, and when I was in Ireland, we had an Irish actor who, funnily enough, was on like the Irish equivalent of Neighbours, who actually did a performance of that. But she just read it and we played the music. So when I saw Madeline, I went, oh, maybe we could do this again and just get her to read it and we would, you know, play the music. But of course, Madeline being Madeline, she makes everything bigger and more fabulous than, you know, than even we asked her to be. And suddenly she's learnt the whole thing and come up with this amazing one-woman show. So, yeah, it's certainly not what I expected, but it's way, way, way more fabulous than that.
So how many songs did you and Mark write and perform in the show?
So we're doing 10 of the songs in the show. There's actually, and then there's 11 songs all up, and then there's a couple of filmic pieces of the music as well that are incorporated into the show.
So it's very multimedia.
It is multimedia. Yeah, just, you know, like to throw in a bit of everything. I'm a bit of a cook like that. You just go, what's in the cupboard, and you chuck it all in, and hopefully it tastes good.
Well, let's have a chat with Mark too about some of the music that he's written for this. But first, let's hear another track from the play called The Cost of Love.
Carefully read T&Cs, get my money back. I don't need a loan, just trying to pay off my after pay for what it's worth. price tags overrated. I paid too much for you. That's a cost of love.
The cost of love.
That's a cost of love.
Good morning, Mark. Now, you and Megan work on the songs together, basically. Have you been working together for some time, or is this a first production for you?
It's certainly the first time. Well, I was with Megan when we she mentioned the novella that she'd written, and we'd taken that to the stage in Ireland when we're over in Europe. So I was with her on that one. But, you know, most of the time we're working together, we're working on the music. Megan's one of those people that, you know, she's good at everything. You know, you'd love to be annoyed with me. She's one of those people, but you can't because she's also lovely. But she, you know, she's written the book, she's turned it into theatre, she's written the music for the album. You know, it's disgusting, really, to be around. But most of the time when we're working together, it's sort of on the music side of things, yeah.
So what do you do musically in the show? Are you just using a couple of instruments, or are you using backings, or how are you working it?
Well, the whole show is quite intimate. It's this sort of beautiful, vulnerable celebration of, you know, as Madeline said, the little things in life, the incredible beauty that there is just by living a life and loving people and all the challenges therein. So we decided to keep, you know, musically the show quite intimate and vulnerable too. So Megan and I had toured all over Europe and whatever as, you know, playing in duos and bands. But we realised whenever we played just me on guitar and singing harmonies and Megan singing, there was again, a certain vulnerability and an immediacy. You know, if we're feeling something, we can translate that directly to the audience because there's just the two of us and we know each other incredibly well. We've been doing music together for 20 years. So we decided to, you know, honour the show and the message of the show by keeping it sort of vulnerable and simple and you know, following suit. And I think it really works. I think for the audience, they hear the story from Madeline and you know, she takes them into that world and then suddenly the music comes in and whatever you're feeling is, you know, amplified and deepened by the music and then you're back to Madeline for the next part of the story. And I just think it's so incredibly engaging and you feel good being a human, you know. There's just something quite magical about the whole setup.
Maybe it's a chicken come down, 'cause you just weren't sweet enough for me. Maybe it's a chicken come down, yeah, 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 yeah. Maybe it's a chicken come down, 'cause you just weren't sweet enough. Now that you think good for me, eating chocolate, watching TV. Now, 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 now. Should get up and wash my hair. On days like these, I just don't care. Oh no, 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 no. Maybe it's a sugar come down, 'cause you just went straight enough for me. Maybe it's a sugar come down, yeah, 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 yeah. Maybe it's a sugar come down, 'cause you just went straight enough. Feel like I could cry all day, then just leave the day away. Oh no, 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 no. I know that when I feel this way, getting out of bed just doesn't pay. Oh no, 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 no. Maybe it's a sugar come down, 'cause it just went sweet enough for me. Maybe it's a sugar come down, yeah, 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 yeah. Maybe it's a sugar come down, 'cause it just went sweet. Keeps piling up, but I just wanna drink another cup. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. I haven't cleaned the house in weeks. If these dirty walls could only speak. Oh no, 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 no. Maybe it's a sugar come down, 'cause you just went sweet enough for me. Maybe it's a sugar come down. Sugar, come on down, down. Sugar, come on down. Sugar, come on down, down. Sugar, come on down. Come on down, I'm coming. Sugar, come on down. You just weren't sweet enough for me. Maybe it's a sugar come down. Yeah, 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 yeah. Maybe it's a sugar come down. Cause you just weren't sweet enough. Oh, you just weren't sweet enough for me. Maybe it's a sugar come down. Put the sugar.
Third track from the show called Sugar, Come Down. Let's get back for a last word from Madeline about playing this role. Now, Madeline, before we go, I'd like to know if perhaps performing this has made you think about those deeper questions about what have I done with my life and what am I going to do at the end and what sort of legacy am I leaving and all those sorts of things.
Well, absolutely. I think as a mum of six, you can't help but think about notions of legacy on a regular basis. And I think I've always been very clear about how I'm living my life. But this, what this show, and I've been going through quite a difficult time myself of late over the last few years, this show has given me an allowance to express and deeply feel so many of those feelings which we often consider not terribly socially correct or not very palatable or not to be brought up in polite conversation, but which ostensibly all of us want to have, all of us desire to engage in, but we don't often have the facility. And one of the most wonderful things we've heard from the audience frequently is that sense of you're showing what I feel, which is giving me an allowance to talk about it because it's something I didn't think I could talk about. So we're opening up the kinds of conversations that people want to have. So that has been the ultimate form of therapy for me, to get up there on that stage and to feel those deep feelings, to think about those deep philosophical thoughts and just be grateful for the little things that we have immediately in our life, the simple pleasure of being able to eat a meal or just sit on the deck in your partner's arms and read a book or hold your child's hand as you help them navigate their way through their little lives. Those are the small things that they seem simple and sometimes domestic compared to making $1 million or building a huge building or having a statue put up in your honour, yet these are the footnotes of a human life and the demonstration of a life well lived, and this show celebrates that. So we're so happy to be presenting this to the audience and hope that as many people as possible get along to see it and live the journey with us.
It's the very last list of Vivian Walker and it's on at the Regent Theatre on Friday night. And after that, they're off in their suitcases around the world. And thanks for talking to us this morning, Madeline, Megan and Mark. And for the rest of you, you can book your tickets through the Regent Theatre.
Thank you so much. It was an absolute pleasure. I look forward to seeing you there.